Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, press release. On the 105th anniversary, we renew the call to all the forces of the Ummah to mobilize their energies to establish the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. Translated. On the 28th of Rajab 1342 AH, corresponding to the 3rd of March 1924 CE, the ominous decree was issued by what was called the Grand National Assembly, stipulating the official abolition of the Khilafah, Caliphate. With the destruction of the Khilafah, the Sharia rulings were removed, the oath of allegiance, Bay'ah, was suspended, and the lands of the Muslims were torn apart on national and ethnic grounds into fragile, dependent, and weak cardboard entities. Paid agents were appointed to rule them. The idea of unity was hit with a fatal blow. With its demise, Bayt al-Maqdis and the Blessed Land fell, and the cancerous entity of the Jews was planted in the heart of the lands of the Muslims. The Islamic Ummah, since that dark day, and on the 105th anniversary of the destruction of the Khilafah, is still living the same painful scene throughout these lean years. The clash of civilizations taking place in Palestine between the Kuffar, colonial West, who are trying to prevent the collapse of the Jewish entity, and the will of the Islamic Ummah, which refuses to relinquish the blessed land, is still a witness for all, near and far. Neither the brutal massacres have stopped, nor have the colonial wars subsided. Calamities and tribulations surround Islamic Ummah throughout the world. The Hindus are attacking Muslims with killing and slaughter, and in China, an entire people are imprisoned because they are Muslims, while the lands of the Muslims are drowning in futile wars, tearing them apart. All the nations of the earth have united to fight Islam and the return of the Khilafah, especially since its mention has become commonplace between the people, even on the lips of the spiteful enemies of Islam and Muslims, upon whom humiliation and subjugation have been inflicted. Everyone is aware that the Khilafah is the upcoming project of change, Allah willing. It is due to its greatness. When it is restored, will unleash the energies of the Ummah and enable it to resume its role in the world, becoming the salvation of this world from its current state. The disbelieving West is fully aware that it cannot extinguish the vitality of the Ummah as a single living entity with a firm belief. The leaders of Kufr, disbelief, in the world fear the return of the Khilafah. Therefore, we must realize that the reunification of the Islamic Ummah with its state will be an event like an immense nuclear explosion in the history of humanity, because the state is the productive executive force. With its existence, the Ummah's forces are organized, its energies are unleashed, and its scattered capabilities are channeled, transforming it into a productive power. With its absence, the Ummah falls and its resources are plundered. Because of this, we call upon the Muslim Ummah, with its people, scholars, armies, and those of power and protection, to hasten to work with Hizb al-Tahrir to establish the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, so that we may attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it is the crown of obligations and the promised victory. We renew our call to all the forces of the Ummah to mobilize their energies to return to that great glory and honor that existed under the Khilafah and the rule of the pure Sharia. Hizb al-Tahrir has explained the method of return to this great favor and continues to work with the Ummah to liberate it from subservience to the man-made systems of disbelief imposed by the Kafir, colonial West, and to revive it so that it may regain its dignity, liberate its sacred sites, and bring humanity out of the darkness and injustice of capitalism into the justice and mercy of Islam. On the authority of Abay ibn Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
بشر هذه الأمة بالثناء والدين والرفعة والنصر والتمكين في الأرض. فمن عمل منهم عمل الآخرة للدنيا لم يكن له في الآخرة من نصيب.
Give this ummah the good tiding of glory, deen, elevation, victory, and empowerment on earth. Whoever among them performs deeds meant for the hereafter for the sake of this world will have no share in the hereafter. Musnad al-Imam Ahmad. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.